friends, welcome to Wrestle Buddies, GameSpot's wrestling podcast, both wrestling friendship and wrestling with friendship. I am your host, 4440, Matt Elfring. With me, as always, is 4440, Dark Order member Chris Hayner. Chris, how are you?
Welcome to Wrestle Buddies.
Wrestle
Buddies.
Join Dark Order, Matt. JoinDarkOrder.com. I'm great. I'm in the midst of forming a new morning routine, which involves waking up at 6 a.m. to work out, and then not working until 11 a.m. I'll figure it out. But Matt,
welcome to WrestleBody.
Chris, I would love to work out right now. I usually do about 3 miles a day, just a nice brisk, high paced walk is what my doctor told me I should start doing since I am 40 for 40. And it's 100 degrees out, so I can't. It is too hot to walk.
Matt, I'm in Florida, where it has not only been creeping up on the 100 degree mark, but also thunderstorming at the same time. And I'll tell you what,
I'd love that.
You wouldn't, Matt. Rain is great. Hot rain, not so much, baby.
Hot rain. Welcome to hot rain.
My newest wrestler, 7 foot tall.
He's gonna storm. A hot rain.
Hey, this week we are talking
about... Guess who we're talking about this week?
Vince McMahon silliness.
We're not talking about Vince McMahon. So what a weird week for WW for the WWE.
A weird week for the WWE. We got a lot of stuff going on with Vincent Kennedy McMahon, WWE in general. There's a lot to unpack if memory serves correct. And there's new stuff happening that is a nothing burger, but we're still going to talk about it anyway.
That is exactly how you described it in Slack too. Do you just like saying nothing burger?
I think I don't get to use the term nothing burger enough, and I think it's a great term.
Okay.
And so I got to use it this morning talking to someone on our social media team. And I was very excited to say it.
Nerd!
You guys won't be able to see this part. There'll be some form of this online, something fun cut from the show. But I have a new camera angle this week, Chris.
You do?
I do.
Very sexy.
You could see what my room looks like, because before it was just kind of on me and my window and the lighting was bad.
Mm-hmm. I'm debating. So I actually mentioned this to you this morning. I'm debating if obviously you're not seeing this particular clip. But if you're watching the video, you can see where I am in my office. You can see behind me the Jar Jar Binks collection that is ever here. I'll move my microphone out of the way. The ever growing Jar Jar Binks collection, plus some Ninja Turtles and stuff like that. Stuff that brings me joy. I'm thinking of doing a pretty hefty moving around of things simply because I want to. And I want to make this office feel more open. But in doing so, it's going to require a new camera angle. And I think I know what that camera angle is going to be. So I just got to do it, man. You got to do it.
Let's get right into it. Let's get into the weird week
for
entertainments.
Are you lonely? Do you need the love and affection you deserve? Call me, Dog Dad Lawyer, and I can hook you up with hot singles in your area. They're all here and waiting for you. Check out this testimonial.
Oh, hello? How many times do I have to tell you I'm not a hot and lonely single? I've been in a committed relationship for almost 3 years at this point, and you keep calling me. You're not a lawyer.
Wow, what a testimonial. You can't get the tender kisses you deserve? Is life letting you down? Let Dog Dad Lawyer be your Cupid. I have a 100% success rate, which will take you from making out to making a marriage. Call Dog Dad Lawyer today to find out which sexy singles are waiting for you. Also, we could talk about my pesky pug Clarence, who recently got in the trash. Bad dog.
Matt,
It's been
a really weird couple of weeks now. if you haven't been paying attention, I don't even know where to start. Vince McMahon has stepped down, at least temporarily, as CEO and chairman of the board. He has been replaced in the interim by Stephanie McMahon.
Let's break down first off. Let's stop right there. Let's stop right there, because every headline is Vincent Kennedy McMahon has stepped down. OMG. And no, for those of us who understand wrestling and how that how the company works on a base level, the CEO and chairman of the board title is 1,000,000% for show.
I do not agree with that at all.
You don't?
No, Matt, say what you will about WWE and the wrestling business, like, they're still a publicly held company that falls under the jurisdiction of many laws and rules. And I think it's definitely more than show. I think it's not a part of the creative, but I think it's not a part of the creative because the guy in charge of the creative has been chairman and CEO of the company.
Yeah. I mean, what I'm saying is, or what I was going to say is, the weekly shows are still under Vince's control. What's happening, the booking
for now. Yeah.
But it's all still under Vince's control.
Absolutely.
And his daughter is now in charge of
the corporate side.
But it still could be him for all we know, you know,
it could still be him for all we know. Okay. We're
getting into like almost conspiracy theory on that. Yeah. But considering how WWE has run as a company the past 40 years or whatever, it wouldn't be too far off. I mean, there's been some shady things in the past with the company and with Vince.
You
so
don't say.
Let's talk about why Vince stepped down.
Okay, so it all stemmed from a pretty, I would say, blockbuster report from the Wall Street Journal that WWE internally was investigating allegations that Vince McMahon paid a woman $3 million when she signed a non-disclosure agreement. This woman was an employee of WWE. And they had an affair, and she was paid $3 million to sign an NDA. According to the Wall Street Journal, that particular investigation has uncovered other,
alleged infringements and incidents.
Yeah. Over the years, it also evidently reportedly involves John Laurinaitis, who you may remember as John Laurinaitis, the people power, Johnny Ace,
Bella's stepfather,
the guy who had a career in Japan, the guy CM Punk made fun of a bunch on television. Mm-hmm. Johnny Ace, Matt, used to ride a skateboard to the ring, if that's any indication of the kind of stuff we're dealing with here.
I believe his brother was one of the Legion of Doom.
Yes. Yes. And obviously now we know Darby Allin's gimmick is heavily inspired by Johnny Ace. They both.
Yes. I believe John Laurinaitis's son is also in the NFL or was in the NFL.
That sounds right. And Johnny Ace is married to the Bella's mom, Kathy.
Yes.
Kathy.
And we know that because that was well documented on Total Bella's The Greatest Show.
Not a great show.
Oh, it's so good, man. Matt, how can you love 90 Day Fiance and all that stuff and not like Total Bellas? We're like,
because
like,
Total Bellas.
Do you remember when Daniel Bryan and John?
Let me answer.
But do you remember when Daniel Bryan and John Cena were competing at being a lumberjack in the backyard one time?
Yeah,
that was great.
The reason 90 Day Fiance is I like that show better than Total Bellas is one of the many, many reality shows about rich people being rich.
Yeah.
And like, what fabulous things do rich people do? And I hate that crap.
I love that crap because I see the fabulous things they do and I'm like, oh, none of this interests me at all. I'm better off not being rich like that.
Please ignore my tweets about Netflix's Bling Empire, because that is a different echelon of being rich. That's like billionaire status where they're so separated from reality. They don't know how to like work a drive through.
Can you imagine?
There's a middling level of fame and success I do not find appealing. And that's millionaires. Billionaires love it. You guys have no idea what's going on in the world. I will watch a reality show about you.
You would also watch a documentary.
No. Yeah, because documentaries and reality TV are not the same thing at all. Anyway, Vince McMahon paid a lady to not talk about the sex they had.
Allegedly.
Which, allegedly. Sorry, this is allegedly.
All allegedly. Nothing here. Like,
nothing's confirmed.
We are not. If there's anything we are not, it is a legitimate legal source.
Not at all. There is a lawyer that comes on our show to run ads, and he's an insufferable human being.
And also, not a lawyer. He's not a lawyer.
He says he's a lawyer.
Matt, have you listened to his commercials?
They're terrible.
He just keeps saying, call Dog Dad Lawyer, but doesn't tell us how to call him. He's a lunatic.
This is a Beetlejuice situation where if you just say his name enough, say it three times.
I'm going to try it. Dog Dad Lawyer. Dog Dad Lawyer. Dog Dad Lawyer.
In the long history of things Vincent Kennedy McMahon has done or allegedly done, mostly allegedly because things never get resolved.
Remember when Vince tried to pitch an incest angle with Stephanie and Shane and himself?
That one's not allegedly. Okay, there's a lot of dark stuff in there. We had to cut some things. It's a little too dark. Like the steroid scandal. That was a thing that like was kind of brushed under the rug.
That was like a trial, man.
That was a whole trial, real thing.
Remember when they turned it into storyline when Hulk Hogan came back and Vince was like, you testified against me in court. And then they fought at WrestleMania and Rowdy Roddy Piper showed up and hit Hogan in the head with a lead pipe.
Remember that
wrestling
interview?
Is weird.
Remember that interview with Bob Costas where he got very, very mad? Okay, that was about the steroid trial.
But also there was a time when Bob Costas was like, do you feel like you have any sort of responsibility for all the wrestler deaths?
I believe that was not Bob Costas.
That was not Bob Costas. That was someone else. Right. But Vince's retort was like, well, do you? And then he smacked the papers out of his hands. I highly recommend everybody, everywhere, every single human go to YouTube and look up the Last Week Tonight segment on WWE and Vince McMahon. That outlines so much of the stuff.
It's primarily about independent contractors and how the employees are treated like the hottest of garbage.
And also watch the follow-up segment that he did sometime later about WWE's dealings with Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, also that's the thing you and I had to come to terms with is
draw a line, man. We had to draw a line
and we don't cover Saudi Arabia shows after the journalist was killed there.
And we won't.
And continue to not do. Anyway, so Vince McMahon paid a woman $3 million to not talk about their relationship. And in the long history of things that Vince has allegedly done, this is the least awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no. Well, here's the thing. So this was all based on, according to the Wall Street Journal, a series of emails that purport that Vince hired a woman as a paralegal for $100,000 and then bumped her up to $200,000 after they began a relationship.
Okay, that's a giant red flag.
And also, quote, McMahon also, quote, gave her like a toy to Laurinaitis. Email.
Like passed her around sexually.
Like once he was done with her, he gave her to Johnny Ace, allegedly. This is according to, it's weird. The email that the Wall Street Journal notes reads, my friend was so scared, so she quit after Vince and lawyer Jerry, which I can only assume that this person is referring to Jerry McDivitt, paid her millions of dollars to shut up. Yeah, the email appears to refer to Jerry McDivitt. This is I'm reading the New York Post coverage of this because the Wall Street Journal rightfully is paywalled and I don't have my login on this computer. I have it on my mobile device, but I haven't put it on my computer for some reason.
What year did this take place?
This year?
Wait, the hush up took place this year?
Yeah. It's now investigating the agreement, which was signed in January 2022. Yeah, this is a thing. This isn't a past thing coming back, but the board has reportedly found that McMahon used his personal funds to pay ex-employees who signed the agreements, meaning there's been more than one.
Cool.
So as part of the investigation, Vince has stepped down. as chairman and CEO of World Wrestling Entertainment. In the interim, Stephanie McMahon has stepped in as chairwoman and CEO, which is wild timing because Stephanie, a month or two ago, essentially pulled back from WWE for personal reasons and was essentially going on sabbatical or a hiatus from her duties with the company.
And this is like, and that was a couple of months after her husband, Paul Levesque, also known as Triple H, stepped away from WWE.
Yeah, he was.
Pusher was pushed out.
No, well, no, I don't think he was pushed. Well, Triple H, obviously, we know, had his cardiac event last year and then had to, he revealed this year that he's officially retired from in-ring competition, which makes sense. And in the interim, while he was gone, NXT shifted to NXT 2.0, and most of the people that he had installed as his sort of surrounding management team, i.e. William Regal, Road Dogg, etc., were let go. So essentially, the team he built was gone, and the show he built was gone, minus Shawn Michaels, who's still there plugging away because you never... Because the HBK never goes down. That is one name WWE can never afford to go to AEW.
No.
Shawn Michaels is WWE for life.
And these guys are at an age where they can't do in-ring performing. Yeah. But they are.
But Regal's doing some good stuff.
Exactly. I mean, there's still a huge asset to these companies, whether it's training wrestlers or doing in-ring performances just on the mic.
Yeah.
So if AEW were to grab a Shawn Michaels, like, that would be insanely huge and a huge benefit to that company. So WWE can't afford to let him go.
If I had to guess, WWE probably has HBK and Undertaker under long-term
contracts. I would think so.
And there, if not, what's going on? So yeah, that's what's going on currently.
I was gonna say, there's also which came out a couple days later, reportedly, and I haven't seen any follow-up on this, that Linda McMahon left Vince McMahon.
That, yeah, I think that was a Meltzer thing, that they, well, that they've been apart for quite some time.
Well, I mean, there's no way that relationship has worked, considering all the alleged reports of things that have happened with other women. Yeah.
However, I will note, we have no idea how much any of that's true.
No, we don't know.
But I think worth noting is that, so the news of Stephanie stepping up and Vince stepping down came out on Friday. It was revealed that Vince would still keep his creative responsibilities, which, I mean, if you watch WWE, that's a choice. trying to be diplomatic, Matt. But there was no news on whether or not Johnny Ace would be stepping back, even though he was involved in the investigation. It's since then been reported that, like, I believe Bruce Pritchard is taking over some of his duties in the meantime, in between time. But it was also announced that, like, hey, so also Vince is going to be on, also Mr. McMahon is going to be on SmackDown.
They said Mr. McMahon. And which to me, red huge flag.
Yeah, it was, and it was later clarified by WWE that the Mr. McMahon character would be appearing on SmackDown. Yes. And all any of us could think of is, what a terrible idea this is going to be.
Yeah.
What a terrible, terrible idea.
Because
first of all, there's nothing he can say as long as an investigation is going on. He can't say anything, and he's not going to say anything. So what purpose is this other than to let Vince bask in cheers from fans to make him feel better?
It is 100% an ego boost to him as a human being, not the character. And it's just a bad play because it doesn't show. He didn't say anything about the investigation on Raw or SmackDown. Well, again, he can't, but he didn't really like even allude to it. But it's a bad idea because it just makes him seem like he doesn't take anything seriously, because he came out on SmackDown to say, welcome to SmackDown, in the most cheery, just like, hey,
yeah. The appearance was nothing. The appearance was literally nothing. It was a nothing burger. Oh boy. It was a waste of 5 minutes at the top of the show that could have been used on literally anything else. And then again, it wasn't announced ahead of time, but he made an appearance on Raw last night to quote unquote make the announcement that John Cena is coming back next week, which is great, except WWE's been talking about this for 2 weeks. So, like, we know John Cena is coming back next week.
But But Chris, how can Vince be a bad guy? He just told me John Cena's coming back.
John Cena.
I got a special surprise for you all. Matt, got John Cena.
Matt, just look at the screen.
Right there.
Look at Vince E right there. How much work do we think Vince has done?
On his face?
Yeah.
A good amount. And I only say that because he's still got like those high cheekbones.
He's still got the high cheekbones, and it's all very tight, except the bags under the eyes.
Mm-hmm. He looks old. And I mean, like, I'm not saying that as a diss. Like, he's an older guy. He should look old.
Yeah, he is. Like, Vince is, how old is Vince? Let me look.
I think he's in his mid-70s, at least. Right?
Vince McMahon is, Matt, he's 76 years old, yes.
Yeah, mid-70s. Bam, nailed it. And
according to the internet, he is worth $2.3 billion, which is wild.
I'm worth $2.3 billion. I'm worth as much as the movie Titanic made in the box office. I only know that number in subsequent re-releases because Matt's writing a gallery about how much Titanic made.
But like, also, yeah, Vince is an older gent. I will say he has CM Punk bags under his eyes. Have you seen Punk lately?
Punk's just tired of fighting the fight.
Yeah. Look in his eyes, Matt. What do you see? A Look dude who wants eyes. To take a nap.
You just like you set up look into my eye. It's the song from Robin Hood, Thief of Thieves. Brian Adams.
You mean Prince of Thieves?
Prince of Thieves.
Prince of Thieves.
But also Thief of Thieves. You see, yeah, you look into his eyes. What do you see? Or you will see. Like Chris, you're setting up Brian Adams.
No, Matt, I was singing Cult of Personality. Look in his eyes. What do you see?
I know, but you went to
take a nap.
You went to Living Color. I went to Brian Adams.
Okay.
Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Robin Hood, Sea of Thieves.
Sea of Thieves.
So yeah, it was the appearances were weird. We've yet to have any sort of like, I'm assuming Stephanie will be in her interim role long enough to handle like the next investor call, like the quarterly calls.
Hey, editor Matt here. There's a whole bunch of talk at this point in time about, investor calls being boring and uninteresting, and as journalists we don't like covering them. We're gonna cut it all out. It's like 2 minutes, it's goes on forever. Let's just jump right into the possibility of WWE selling to somebody, a possibility that's a possibility. Who knows? It's just we're just speculating a lot, so let's just have some fun. More fun. I would be happy with WWE selling to like NBC Universal. Fox not so much.
Oh my God, sell it to NBC Universal so I can finally get my WWE ride at Universal Studios, baby. Universal Studios Orlando, Matt, is building a whole new park with new themed lands. And one of them was supposed to be, I think it still is, How to Train Your Dragon Land. But like, How to Train Your Dragon's over. Make that WrestleMania Island. Right?
Give me Papa Shango's popsicle stand.
Can you imagine a drop tower ride that's just Undertaker themed and called the Tombstone Piledriver?
Yeah.
Like that sounds great. An attitude adjustment roller coaster where you have speakers built into your chair that are just blaring John Cena's one album over and over again.
You remember over at Disney, they had the Fire Island or Treasure Island, all the adults could dance. What if over here at Universal Studios, we get a little dance club called Scotty Two Hotties, and you just do the worm on a screen, and then Rikishi comes out and everybody kisses his butt. Universal Studios, WWE, Scotty Two Hotties Dance Club. Welcome to Wrestle Island. If you're looking for themed drinks, don't worry, we will have zero puns ready because we're terrible at drink puns.
Nah, Matt, you know what? I think once Universal got involved, they would do well.
They'd step up the game.
Also, they'd have to do like a WWE haunted house for Halloween Horror Nights. Like,
oh, you're going to love how spooky this is. First,
well, because like Matt, we've talked about it before. They did an Undertaker haunted house once at Horror Nights.
They also did an Undertaker haunted house type thing at Access this past year.
That's right. We didn't go in because it was like $50 or something.
And we didn't get free tickets into it.
No, we were gonna have the 2K people sneak us in, and then I think we all forgot because the wedding was so emotional.
Can we talk about a moment from WrestleMania that we did not talk about on the show, I don't think?
What did we not talk about?
Did we talk about when the security guard screamed at us?
Oh my God. Remember when the security guard yelled at us?
Let's say
because
this
we were just trying to do what we were told.
We are with Nathan from 2K. Nathan's a wonderful human being. God, who else were we with? Other 2K people and
Al.
Okay, Al from 2K. Al's the best. We were going to go backstage behind the 2K area where they were doing the wedding to do interviews with like one of the couples that got married and Tamina. Oh, Tamina was a delight, by the way.
Tamina.
What a just a wonderfully nice human being.
I love Tamina. I loved Tamina before that.
Yes.
And like it just reiterated like, oh, Tamina's the greatest.
Also, we chatted with Dana Brooke like after doing interviews. Super nice as well.
Yep.
Yep. Anyway, so we're going back. Al and Nathan are leading us into behind the backstage just to do a couple interviews real quick. 10 minutes max. We walk through and then a security woman who was just kind of sitting there got up and is just like, no, you can't go back here. You can't go back here. I redlined. I apologize. You can't go back here. And Al is explaining, no, they're with us. They are doing interviews right here. They are going right back out. Mm-hmm. It's fine. She was not having it. She's like, no. She got another security guard to come over, like her head manager security guard.
And he seemed to be fine with it.
He was okay with it, but she was really pressing. And then Al's like, very frustrated. She's like, just wait here. First of all, how he kept his cool throughout this, I would have been like, no, this is our area. F you. But Al went and got somebody, the head of 2K or something, to come over and be like, stop this
Jonathan
insanity.
2000.
Yeah. And she's like, okay, well, you can only be back there for 5 minutes. And we're all like, yeah, whatever.
And then we stayed back there a while.
We were back there half an hour. And I believe I was staying there half an hour just to spite her. Yeah. And I was also waiting for her to come and yell at us. And I wasn't recording for a long while. We were just chit-chatting
at a certain point, wasn't Tamina even like, why was she so upset?
Yes, Tamina even was just like, why does this matter? Like, we're working. We're all working.
Mm-hmm. I work hard for the money.
If we were hardcore fans, I wouldn't be asking to do I wouldn't be asking to do interviews with a microphone in my hand to like a PR person.
And also like, no, we have to interview the two people who just got married on your stage.
Yeah, I know there are wrestlers back here we could talk to, but I've got to talk to those people that got married.
They got cool belts.
Oh, they got the coolest belts.
So that was fun. Anyway.
Anyways, happy marriage, Sam, and I forgot his wife's name. Sorry. Hey, Editor Matt here. It's Emma. Sorry, Emma. Sam and Emma, you guys did it. And we were there to share the moment.
We follow each other on Twitter. I know.
I talk to them on Twitter now.
Yeah.
I forgot her name. They both live kind of near me.
Oh, that's right. They're Chicagoland.
They're Chicagoland people. They live like 20 minutes away, or they did live 20 minutes away.
Oh, they moved?
They're Chicago people now.
They live in Florida now.
Chicago proper.
Anyway, that's neither here nor there.
That was a weird, oh, we forgot to tell you about this time we got yelled at moment
of the week. Honk.
Honk, honk.
Yeah, so, like, essentially, what the deal with what's going on with Vince is we don't know how this will all shake out. It could shake out where nothing changes. Literally nothing changes. Vince goes back into his position of power, etc. But
also,
considering
the controversies that Vince has been under the past and scrutiny he's had the past 30 something years of running this company, there's a good chance nothing will come out of this. I mean, they're already trying to, like, again, we're speculating, they're already trying to sell the company. So this might not matter at all.
However, I think the wild card we have to take into account here is that WWE is a publicly traded company and is beholden above all to its investors. However, Vince has the majority voting shares. He has the majority.
Exactly.
Vote. He has like 80% of the vote.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know, man.
shouldn't it be like illegal for the person that start or the person that is like has been CEO of this company all the time and then has just got ousted to have all the voting power still? Doesn't that seem like wrong?
In theory, yeah, but like I don't know how corporate America works.
No, this is weird corporate stuff, man.
It is weird corporate stuff, man.
Weird corporate stuff.
I feel weird about it.
Anyway, there's more stuff happening too. This was kind of announced, but it's not really. Again, this is the Nothing Burger stuff I was mentioning earlier. A bunch of law firms are investigating WWE for various things, misleading shareholders as being one of them. Which
a bunch of a bunch of law firms are looking to file class action lawsuits on behalf of the investors against WWE.
Yeah,
I think at last count, 5 of them have released press releases now, but they don't really mean anything until there's actually a lawsuit.
Exactly. And also, like, to me, when I saw that that was happening, I said, like, oh, they're just trying to make a name for themselves on because WWE is trending negatively right now. Like, mm-hmm. Jump on that wagon, get your name out there. So regardless of what you hear going on within the world of Dirt Sheets, there's been really nothing.
Not a lot.
There's a lot happening, but at the same time, nothing is happening.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Anyways, that's the show this week. We'll see you guys next week. Chris, any final words?
We will hopefully have a show next week. However, Matt, I am leaving for a life at sea on Tuesday, as you may remember. Mm. So we'll have to record all of your four. And honestly, next week, tune in for Chris Hanger's On the Spot Hollywood Minute starring Matt Elfring as we dig into what went down at Forbidden Door.
Yeah.
You get your own Chris Hanger's Hollywood Minute, Matt.
Maybe I'll just try to get like Adam Cole to come back on.
I mean, you tried that. He's kind of busy this week.
It's true. I did send the email to get him back on.
It's we'll true. Find out. He needs to know about this new Little Nemo game.
He does. We should talk about it. Anyway, see you next week.
Wait, Matt, have you kickstarted the Little Nemo game?
Yeah.
Okay, good. That's all.
Of course.
RoboCop.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Wrestle Buddies. We hope you had at least almost as much fun as we did. Go ahead and rate and review us on the Apple Podcast app. You can email us questions at WrestleBuddies@GameSpot.com or find us over on Twitter at WrestleBuddies. I am at Chris Hainer. He is at I'm Matt Elfring. See you next week.
Wrestle Buddies is a copywritten GameSpot website podcast. You do not have permission to use anything contained within the episode, or you'll be sued by me, Dog Dad Lawyer. I've got a dog named Clarence. He's a beautiful pug.